A period of stability, freedom, and prosperity may have come to an end in the Eastern European nation of Poland with a constitutional crisis. Over the weekend, major protests both inside and outside the Polish government are in response to an announcement by the ruling Law and Justice Party that it will soon begin restricting the news media's access to the Polish parliament. The populist right-wing government wants only those journalists with special accreditation to be allowed into the parliament, but government critics complain that the proposed new rules are part of an ongoing effort by the ruling party to consolidate its powers. Adam Easton is the BBC's correspondent in Warsaw, Poland. Adam, is this a sort of circling of the wagons in Warsaw?
This is the latest in a string of protests against the governing Law and Justice Party, which is a sort of nationalist-leaning party, somewhat populist party, conservative, very much supports traditional Roman Catholic values. And we've had in monthly demonstrations since the party took office last November, just over a year ago. And this is the latest one. And this was sparked by a plan by the governing party to severely restrict journalists' access to MPs in parliament, to lawmakers in parliament. And for the last 27 years, since the collapse of communism, journalists here in Poland have had pretty unrestricted access. They can mingle in the corridors with MPs, ask searching questions, and pretty much do what they want, apart from go into the main parliament plenary hall. They've got obviously a gallery to watch from up there. So all but a handful, just two accredited journalists per media outlet, would be allowed into the parliament under the plan. The rest, several hundred, would have to watch parliamentary sessions in a separate building, some way away from parliament building, on TV screens or on their computers, and they'd have to wait for MPs to come over to brief them. Now, journalists and opposition parties said this is a breach of the constitutional right to freedom, access to information. This is in the constitution. Journalists should be able to have free access to parliamentary sessions. And this is what caused this 4 days of street protest, not just in Warsaw, the capital, but across the country. And in fact, I've just come from outside the parliament building, and there's still protests going on there now, despite obviously the freezing temperatures we've got here.
Adam, would you say that people are concerned that this is a return to the Cold War period in Poland, and that the government would behave in that way? Or is this something that the Law and Justice Party is doing on its own, is in its own style?
I would say that there are certain sort of perhaps more liberal-minded Poles who are concerned about Law and Justice's commitment to traditional democratic values. And as I say, we've had a number of issues, including the neutering of the country's top court, the Constitutional Court, which is, can veto government legislation. Now, the governing party introduced a series of changes over the last year, and is still doing so, which has effectively paralyzed the work of the court. So the court has been unable to veto government legislation, and in fact, the governing party has just ignored its rulings because it didn't have it only had a minority of its judges on that court when it took office. So that is something that has seriously concerned people here, not just the people in Poland, of course, because the European Union is starting an unprecedented investigation into a serious breach of the rule of law in Poland because of that issue. But there are other issues like taking over, taking control of the public media. And, you know, more liberal-minded Poles would say this is now government propaganda. There are other issues such as politicizing the civil service, taking over political control of the prosecution service. Now, some people say this is a return to the communist days. Now, that would be an exaggeration, in my opinion. But there are certainly more than grounds for concern about the governing party's commitment to traditional democratic values in the West.
And nothing that's going to be likely resolved until well into the new year as the protests continue. Adam Easton is a BBC correspondent in Warsaw, Poland. He spoke to us from Warsaw. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you.